You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Friday, January 20th edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. We'll set you up in 10 minutes with everything you need to know heading into this weekend's slate of games. And it's a big one, that's for sure. Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. Anita Marks and, of course, Mike Clay with you as always each and every Friday. Last week, Mike, we did exceptionally well. We went 18-10. So now we're still in the win column. And in fact, we've gone up from 59%. Our winning percentage is 60% now, which is awesome, especially at this stage in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I'm coming off personally a big week, maybe my best week of the year last week. I believe it was 11-2 in that Bengals game alone. So fun weekend, a lot of scoring, a lot of excitement last week. Hopefully we get a repeat this week. But most importantly, Anita, we want to crush it again, right? More winners.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, we're here for the people, right? We're here to make the people money. So let's dive into it. AFC, NFC championship week. And we kick it off with the Bengals and the Kansas City Chiefs. Mike, you have the stage, my friend. What you got in this matchup?
Yeah. I got a few again. I like betting the Bengals this year, especially defensive props. I have a few of them in my column. The playbook's up again. So I go through a lot of scheme and performance data for each team. Projections are in there. I have a whole bunch of props too. So obviously we want to fly through this. I won't get to all of them, but you can certainly check out the column. But I do want to focus in on Joe Burrow here, because one of the props that really jumped out to me this week was his pass attempt number, which is 38.5. That's a big number, right? I mean, this is a team that has been throwing more lately. They are a road underdog. They could be trailing throughout. But, you know, his previous high pass attempt prop this season was 36.5, and we're all the way up at 38.5 this week. And usually when he has a high number, he doesn't get there, right? He set a prop of at least 35.5 four times this season. He went under in three of those games. He's had a line of 34.5 nine times this year. It's been the big number for him. He's gone under in six of those nine games. And look, overall, he's fallen short of 39 attempts in 78% of his games. It's 14 of 18. And it's actually, you know, it's even worse if you look at, you know, game by game, because he threw 40 passes in both games that the Bengals got blown out. They have two double-digit losses, got to 40 in both of them. But in the other close losses, right, within single digits, they actually were all three-point deficits that happened to be. He was under 39 in all of them. So, you know, I think that unless you think the Bengals get blown out, which is a possibility, maybe you do feel that way. If you think they're crushed by two scores, then fine. Maybe you want to lean toward the over. But if not, if you think this, hey, they're in the Final Four, this is a good team, they're going to hang in there at least. They just beat the Chiefs a month ago. Then I think you got to lean toward under. This number is too high. And by the way, speaking of Burrow, I like under 8.5 rushing yards as well. He's been under 9 yards in 2/3 of his games this season. You know, he's been this high, a prop of at least 8.5 five times. He went under in every single game. That includes last week when I liked the under as well. So, you know, this is a guy averaging under 7 yards a game, doesn't carry it very much. Yes, there could be a random scramble and he gets there, but generally he goes under. So liking a couple unders here on Burrow.
Yeah, I've been winning a lot of money this year on the over in passing attempts for Joe Burrow, but this number, it definitely gave me a red flag, Mike. So I love that you're on the under here, and this is one of your plays, because this is like one of the very few weeks that I've stayed away from the over in pass attempts for Burrow because I think this number is too high. So totally on the same page there. You know me, I don't have a column like you do. But I do have a Cheesecake Factory menu of prop bets that I like to play each and every game. So here they are. Travis Kelce, anytime touchdown. He's got a touchdown in five of the last straight games for the Kansas City Chiefs. As we know, midway through the season, they just seemed off offensively, but they peaked at the right time, especially heading into the postseason. And he also, he did score a touchdown against Cincinnati in week 17. So Kelce, anytime touchdown, especially Mike, after, you know, that amazing grab that he made to win the game in overtime, you got to think that Patrick Mahomes is going to go to him again once they get in the red zone. So Kelce, anytime touchdown at minus 130. Now this is not your, I think I'm zigging while people are zagging or vice versa. Right. And I'm going Ja'Marr Chase under. Can you believe it, Mike? I have an what? Under here. I know. Brace yourself, right? I should have warned you. 88 and a half receiving yards. Here's the thing. As we know, last game against the Kansas City Chiefs, 11 of 266 yards and 3 touchdowns. It was unbelievable, that game. And I know it personally because I lost, and we discussed this, I lost 2 of my 3 fantasy football championships because – what are the odds? What are the chances? I went up against Ja'Marr Chase in 2 of my 3 championships. I know I can't, but anyway, he's only gone over 88 receiving yards in 6 of the 19 games that he's played this season. And I know Spags, I know Coach Merritt, who's the DB coach for the Kansas City Chiefs. Both of them worked here in New York. Again, full disclosure, I worked for the Giants. I was part of their broadcast team. I know both these gentlemen really well. I'm telling you, Mike, they are not going to let Ja'Marr Chase beat them again. They are not. So I'm going under 88 and a half yard. And I'm surprised it's like minus 115. I thought I would get it at plus money because I would imagine that a lot of people are on the over, especially after the first performance that we saw him put up against that Kansas City Chiefs secondary. But again, I'm going under 88 and a half receiving yards. Joe Mixon over 3.5 receptions. I've been winning on this prop bet week in and week out. Why the last 4 games, he's averaging 7 targets. He's become a big part of that passing attack for Cincinnati, and he's also averaging 5 receptions. So at 3.5, granted the juice is a little high, it's minus 165, but nonetheless. And Evan McPherson over 6.5 points. Dude is just unbelievable. He has put up over 6.5 points kicking field goals for the Cincinnati Bengals in 6 straight games and 12 this season. So you've got that type of leg. You've got that type of offensive, you know, weapon. You're going to utilize it. So I do believe McPherson is going to get the opportunity to kick some field goals in this game. And last but not least, I'm going big picture here in regard to the weekend. Patrick Mahomes, most championship Sunday passing yards. And you can get this at plus 175. Here's some interesting nuggets for you. Kansas City, they have the most plays out of a shotgun formation. They have the highest rate in the NFL. Cincinnati's defense, 23rd pass rush against shotgun and 21st pass defense against the shotgun formation. Kansas City, 2nd most in motion rate. What does that mean? When you see, I don't mean to talk down to people, but just in case, when you see Patrick Mahomes put a wide receiver in motion, Cincinnati, 26th pass defense against motion plays, and they're only getting 35% pressure rate. They did not sack Patrick Mahomes once in their first game against them, and Patrick Mahomes had a minimum of 3 seconds back there to complete passes. He passed for 378 and 404 in the postseason. So I think Patrick Mahomes is going to put up the most passing yards of any quarterback this weekend, and you could get that at plus 175. So those are my KC plays. Anything there pique your interest, or that you can give me 2 thumbs up, Mike?
Yeah, I like him. McPherson's been fantastic the past couple of weeks. I've been in on him. It's not plus money this week, so I'm less enthused with him compared to like Robbie Gould. I like his props. I know we're going to talk about the game in a second. But the Mahomes passing yardage one is interesting. I actually have him projected at 298. I have Burrow at 306, so very close. Cincinnati and Kansas City have both given up a ton through the air this year. So I think either one of those you can go with. I'm sure you can get better odds on Burrow. So I'm fine with either of those. And by the way, Ja'Marr Chase himself said he expects more cover too from the Chiefs in this game. Like you said, he crushed them in that first game, but the Chiefs, you know, they're not dumb. They started to adjust in the fourth quarter. It took a long time. I don't know what they were thinking, but they started to shadow him with Charvarius Ward in the fourth quarter. And perhaps they do that throughout this game this time around. Ward, of course, the best corner for Kansas City. Maybe that opens up some lanes for T. Higgins, or if they're in cover two, maybe C.J. Uzomah and Tyler Boyd underneath. So it's going to be that's one of the matchups I can't wait to see. I cannot wait to see how the Chiefs try to slow Ja'Marr Chase after what happened last time.
All right, let's go to the second and final game on Sunday. And of course, it's the 49ers going up against the Rams. What do you have here, Mike?
Yeah, again, got quite a few here, but the ones I want to focus in on are Matthew Stafford. Believe it or not, unders across the board. Completions is 23.5 at even money. I like the under. The passing yardage is 280.5 at -115 under. And passing touchdowns, this one's a little bolder. I'll get into it in a second, but under 1.5 passing touchdowns is +180. So I'll roll through these really quick, just some details on why I like them. Starting with completions, look, he's been under 24 completions over half the time this year. And that includes 5 of his last 7. You know, opposite of the Bengals, the Rams, you know, they were pass heavy to open the season, and now they're more balanced over the last month and a half. So that's kept his pass attempts and completions in check. And then you look at the opponent, right? So the 49ers have allowed 21.7 completions per game, but 79% of their opponents this year have been under 24. The last quarterback to go over 23 completions against them was Joe Burrow all the way back in week 14. I mean, I say all the way back, it's not that long ago, but that's the most recent quarterback to do it, and only 4 have this year. So leaning under on that, it's a big number. And then as for the yardage, same kind of thing, right? They're not throwing as much. He's been under in 4 of his last 6 games. And of course the opponent, the 49ers, they've allowed more than 280 passing yards only twice this season, 2 times. One of them you might remember was week 1. Remember they were blowing out the Lions and Jared Goff had used all that garbage time and got the 338 on 57 attempts. That was one. The other was Joe Burrow again in week 14. So only 2 times a quarterback has got to this number. I'm going to fade that for sure. Stafford, by the way, well under this number in both games against the Niners this season, 243 and 238. And then again, the bolder one is the passing touchdown prop. Now, look, he's thrown at least 2 touchdowns in 79% of his games, right? So he usually gets here for, you know, 4 out of 5 times he gets to this. But, you know, the 49ers have played them twice this season, to face Stafford twice, and they held him to 1 in 1 game, week 10, and then he threw 3 in week 18. But here's the thing, the 49ers have held 63% of their opponents, 12 of 19 below 2 passing touchdowns. It's really good. And they've done it twice in the playoffs, and they face good quarterbacks. Dak Prescott threw 1. They held Aaron Rodgers with 0. So I do think it's possible that the 49ers kind of stymie him, or maybe Cam Akers runs one in and he throws one and he's held below 2. At +180, I will definitely take that chance.
I love it. I love it. I'm with you. I have the Stafford under as well. Another reason is because the 49ers, they have the 6th best pressure rate, but they only blitz him 10% of the time in the 2 games that they faced him this season. So I like to use the word elixir. It's the perfect elixir against Matthew Stafford. And as we know, the 49ers, they love to run the football. Their MO is eating up time of possession, and they have the 4th slowest rate on offense. So, you know, I do expect the 49ers to win that time of possession battle. So, by the way, full disclosure, I love the 49ers this week. I love them on the money line. I think they win straight up. So I'm with you with the Stafford props. Some other props that I like: Cooper Kupp anytime touchdown. I know you're only expecting him to score 1, but this, I think, would be the guy to go to against the Rams. He's got a 22% target share, 18 for 240 yards and a touchdown. He's got 4 touchdowns in 4 straight games, 7 of his last 8. And if there's a weakness in the 49ers defense, it's their slot corner. And of course, as you know better than anyone else, Mike, that's where Kupp spends the majority of his time. Debo Samuel, anytime touchdown as well. You get it at -110. He could do it on the air. He could do it on the ground. He's got 3 touchdowns against them this season. And he's just, his numbers against this, the matchups, the way that Kyle Shanahan utilizes him in 11 personnel, 12 personnel, 21 personnel, it's magnificent. The way the combination of Debo Samuel's talents and ability and the way and the smarts of Kyle Shanahan and how he utilizes Debo Samuel, he's going to get him in a situation where I do believe he's definitely going to score a touchdown this week. How about this? Jimmy Garoppolo, give me over 232 passing yards. A lot of people play it down. I get it. Like, you know, if you look at all 4 quarterbacks that are suiting up this week, you can argue that he's the worst of the 4. He averages 260 passing yards a game against the Rams and 9 yards per passing attempt. He put up 316 passing yards against them once already this season. And he strategically keys in on the middle of the field with him and George Kittle, where the Rams are more susceptible in regard to their defense. So I'm going over, and I know I'm zigging while people are zagging with 232 passing yards for Jimmy Garoppolo. Also, Cam Akers under 63.5 rushing yards. A few reasons here. He's only averaging 2.5 yards per carry in the postseason. Sony Michel is back there as well. I think the fact that he fumbled the ball twice, Mike, against the Rams has to be a concern for Sean McVay, and the 49ers defense have only allowed one running back over 47 yards since week 10. Debo Samuel as well. Sorry, I should have put these together. Over 39.5 rushing yards for all the reasons that I said, you know, in regard to the scheming. He's got a minimum of 10 carries in both playoff games. He's rushed for 39 yards in his last three games. So this is a very doable number for Debo Samuel to rush over 39.5 rushing yards. And last but not least, big picture here, like I did with Patrick Mahomes, Elijah Mitchell, most championship Sunday rushing yards. You can get that at 2-1. He's carried the ball 44 times this postseason. It's evident that, you know, he is the straw that stirs the drink in that backfield, and Kyle Shanahan loves to run the football. He put up 85 yards against the Rams in week 18, 91 yards against the Rams the first time they played them this season. So I'm going Elijah Mitchell, most rushing yards of any running back this weekend. Thoughts before we sign off?
Yeah, lots of good ones there. You know, I'm looking at my lines now, and I actually agree pretty strongly with Mitchell there. I like that a lot. You know, your only concern, obviously, is game script, right? But if they're, of course, by that I mean if the 49ers are trailing throughout this game by, you know, a touchdown or two possessions, they're going to have to throw it a lot. But they were very committed to the run in the first two games. And in fact, that you look at the most rushing attempts by opposing running backs against the Rams this season, number one and number two, Elijah Mitchell in both games. So they're very committed. And one of those games, they were behind 17-0 in the first half, had to come back and win. And they did that partially by using Elijah Mitchell. So intrigued by that too. And I think that's a good call on Garoppolo. His passing yardage line has come down pretty substantially from the opening line. And my projection's actually a little above the line now. So it's kind of bouncing around a little bit, but if you can get in on it on a low number, I think that's a good way to go.
Great. Great stuff as always. And again, Mike, why don't you let the listeners out there know exactly how can they find the majority of the rest of your content and what your plays are heading into this weekend? Where can they find it again?
Yeah, it's at ESPN Plus. So if you just go to fantasy like you would normally during the season, even you could go to the chalk section, or you could go to the ESPN Fantasy app, wherever you go to get that content. The playbook is there. We got all kinds of stuff, projections for all the offensive players, projected scores, the, you know, the over under props, scheme data. Like you were talking about how often the 49ers blitz the Rams. That's all in there as well. How, you know, are they a man cover two, whatever it may be, all that fun stuff is in there. So I definitely recommend it.
Great. That's it for today. 10 minutes of the bets you need as promised heading into this weekend's slate of games. Do us a favor. Make sure, don't forget to rate, review, and follow. If you're enjoying the show, it helps us out tremendously, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Good luck.